This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dr. Joseph Mosquera. He's a physician, a lecturer, and he is the creator of an app for the phone for a bilingual solution to save money on prescription costs and other things. So it's not just the prescription costs. There's some things like part of your app is like, how do I find a doctor in my area?
Yes. So we also have that's what we call the clinic finder. And that's also very beneficial to patients. It's a free part of the app as well, that where you can find, and all this is free to the patient, and they can locate a clinic simply by putting in their zip code, and they will find what are called these urgent care centers, which over the last 5 to 7 years in the United States have really become the default place for people to go through with all the minor injuries that they normally would go to the emergency room and spend sometimes thousands of dollars. So these urgy centers around the United States have grown in the last 5 years from maybe a few hundred that existed 7 years ago to over 20,000. They represent for big conglomerates like Walgreens and CVS, who are essentially today healthcare companies. It represents their largest growing revenue stream nowadays are these walk-in clinics that they've developed. And actually, in the system, I think they're a pretty good service because of the cost. Everything about healthcare in the United States is the high cost and not being able to afford it, especially for the Latino community. And at least these clinics represent a reasonable place where if you have a small cut, a sprain, things that normally people want to see doctors immediately for, you can go and they average about $110, $120 U.S. dollars in cost for the visit, which compared to going to an emergency room or sometimes to a private doctor is a bargain. And so what I did is, especially for the Hispanic community, many of the uninsured, they're very fearful to go to see a doctor in an emergency room because of costs. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is that finding these urgent care centers, if your child has a fever, a sore throat, and you don't know where to go, this represents an excellent resource. You simply input your zip code and you will out pops up all the urgy centers within 5, 10, 25 miles that you can go to that are open. It gives you their hours, et cetera.
And there's a flat fee to see there? Or how did they get around the fear of going in?
Well, yeah, I mean, we mentioned, we have on the app and in our articles that we're in the process of also creating to allay that fear that in most cases, the average price is going to be somewhere in the low $110, $120. But we actually are trying to now negotiate lower prices for groups who go through the app to see if some of these centers would give them a reasonable discount.
Hmm. Joseph, you're a physician, you're a healer in your own right. How do you have time for all this database stuff, and how did you pull this program together?
Well, I am busy, but I enjoy it. I truly enjoy what I do, and so it's really, I don't never consider it work. It's a great privilege and joy to help people, and that's why I went into this profession and to teach and write about healthcare. So I do find time. For example, for the app, I saw other apps that were working. When I was with Consumer Reports, we had interviewed companies like GoodRx and Lois Med, and I began by actually calling them and seeing what their inner workings were, and I initially Lois Med, for example, was kind enough to help me with some of the technology. And, nowadays, the apps which I'm not a businessman, but I was glad to find that apps which maybe 5 years ago would cost many, many thousands of dollars to develop, $50,000 to $100,000 today, you can really come up with an app and a website for fractions of that, which is very, really helpful in the development and affordability of putting these things out there.
And how long has this app been available to people?
Well, it just began this year. We've been working on it, perfecting it. over the last year and a half, 18 months, but we're just introducing it now. Mm-hmm. And we have had some traction in the Northeast, especially where we're located. And, you know, we're trying to get the word out through, as I mentioned earlier, social media, whether it be, you know, through Facebook and other interactive social media venues. And we're hoping that, you know, people will realize that it's simply out there to help them save money. And they can also go on the site and learn about, you know, just healthcare, their healthcare, and both health prevention and health promotion, rather than fall into becoming a victim of a financially motivated disease management system that we have here in the United States, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Do other physicians in your neighborhood get on board with you? Is it something that's going to move through the doctors are going to try and educate their patients that way, or do you think it'll come through other avenues?
I think both, but mostly through other avenues for the mm-hmm. following reason. Doctors in the United States have been, because of the way healthcare has gone, I think now it's approximately around 3 out of every 4 doctors have decided to either leave their practice, sell their practice, and join a hospital corporation. So essentially they become employees of that hospital corporation. So they don't really have their allegiance is toward whatever system that they work for. And of course they have all these corporate rules and everything else and to align themselves with different apps or whatever. So that becomes a challenge. So I target mostly, I'm sort of a bit of a dinosaur because I still practice solo, and I go to my other fellow dinosaurs and I speak to them, and they certainly have been helpful, and they understand, because the reason they're still in it is because they're there to help patients directly. And so I think between some of the older traditional doctors that see the importance and also the social media venues will be okay.
Wow. So this app is for everyone, whether they're insured or uninsured, whether they have any kind of insurance. How do you see it being taken on by the pharmacies? Are the pharmacies giving you any flack about moving people to the more economical ways?
Not at all. And the reason is that the pharmacies, anyone who's walked into especially the chain pharmacies, they're hopeful that along with that medication, you're going to make several pit stops and buy other things.
Absolutely.
So I think for the most part, they're just happy to have the business. As a matter of fact, some pharmacies, to their credit, are using some of the discounts that they have to give for these drugs as almost loss leaders have
just
patients
to bring them in and have them shop.
Them in and be, you know, sort of dedicated customers to their particular stores.
Mm-hmm. And this must be a constant work in progress. This is brand new, just this year. Can you see it expanding?
Absolutely. My hope is that millions of people use it. And that is our hope, that unless we can expand it, we will not accomplish our mission. And that's what we're hoping throughout the year, to keep growing. We have grown by several 100%, but that's a small fraction because we started out very small. So once we have, I think it becomes sort of a snowball effect. Once you have a critical amount of people that know about you and they start talking about it, then, of course, we'll be in good shape and on our way to helping millions of people. But, you know, getting there is a challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. You're an educator and a teacher in alternative medicine as well. Does your app go into those kind of choices?
We hope to add on, because the app is also a website. And so most people, it turns out, a small detail about apps is that especially Hispanic people in the Hispanic populations, and people sort of bunch up the word Hispanic, but it's really about 27, 28 different cultures and countries that speak Spanish that come to this country. So the healthcare system and perception of a person from Guatemala is very different than someone from Paraguay or Chile or Peru. And we recognize that. And so we hope what they do is they don't really download too many apps simply because they can't afford the bytes, the space on their phones, on their smartphones. And what they tend to do is sort of Google everything. You know, they mm-hmm. search everything. And so we have a very nice website along with the app that most people go on when they Google us. So that's why name recognition is important. They will Google Sudotetta, and they'll go on the site, and that's where they'll learn. We have articles that are written by health professionals on many topics in terms of health, current topics, health prevention. We also have a Facebook page. So that's our point of reaching many patients. The app itself is available on Android. It's available on Google Play as well as for the iPhone store apps. But we find that most people are simply searching us through the name Sudotetta online.
Can you go ahead and spell that for the public?
Yes. So it's Sudotetta. It's Sureceta. So Sureceta, Sureceta.com.
Okay, and so that's the website. We are running out of time, but I wanted to thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing all this information about this great app and what a wonderful idea to help heal the world. Thanks so much for your work.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor to speak to everybody, and good health to all. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer here, and to thank all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.